Welcome to the Marketing Showcase podcast today from sunny Birmingham. We are at Villa Park. It's been a glorious day so far, actually, and we are going to talk marketing. I've got Sam with me. Do you want to do a better job of introducing yourself than just Sam?
I mean, just Sam seems pretty good to me, but so I'm a head of marketing working for a B2B software company. I've mostly worked in-house, done a little bit of agency side, had a little bit of other sectors as well, but more recently been defining what I actually do for a job, which has been quite interesting, even just putting my own crazy thoughts into paper sometimes. So I mostly focus now on the systems around marketing rather than necessarily any particular aspect of it. I'm a formalized generalist is how I describe myself.
Oh, that's good. I like that. I might steal that. I've been tipped off that you might have some relatively unpopular opinions on some marketing stuff, and you're not afraid to be a little bit controversial on some marketing stuff.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of marketing is quite boring, quite dull. But the problem is as well, it's not particularly imaginative. I mean, we are following tactics from the 80s, 90s, sometimes from the 40s, and we're still going through the same stuff over and over again. The world's moved on, and what worked then didn't work. And often what you see as well is people are taking B2C tactics, trying to apply them to B2B and vice versa when they just don't fit. It is round pegs in square holes and vice versa far too often. I mean, the one I always pick on is buyer personas. In a B2B context, buyer personas are absolutely worthless. And every company will pull them up on a slide deck and product marketers go, look at this amazing persona I made. And it's about just-in-time Joe, who is 42, and he lives in Coventry, and he went to university in Lincolnshire. Does that have any relevance to a B2B buyer? No, it means absolutely nothing. So it needs throwing in the bin.
I'm chuckling away to myself there because that resonates a lot. What else do you see that just drives you up the wall?
It's doing too much. I mean, I had a conversation literally yesterday with my own boss, and he was like, our competitors are doing this thing. We should be doing this thing. And I'm like, I mean, they're doing it because they have a lot more budget than us. We're a much bigger organization. We're a massive company. We are not on the same level of them. We have to punch in different ways. If we start doing the thing we're going to do, it's going to make nothing for us. It's going to have no impact. It's going to be completely worthless. And that is what so many marketing teams do. They end up chasing different tactics. Their boss, who typically isn't a marketer, usually either a developer or sales background or whatever it might be, is coming and going, we should be doing this tactic. Or my 14-year-old daughter says TikTok's a new thing we should go after. But if it's not going to be something that's actually going to make a difference to a business, it's not worth investing the time on. So the thing I talk about a lot is building tall in marketing. So it's about defining a single system that is going to work, get it working repeatedly over and over to the point where it needs minimum intervention from the team. And only once you get it to that point do you start moving on to another system. Problem is, most marketings will go, let's try 6, 7, 8 different tactics at once. And they start their meetings exactly the same way of, okay, what shall we do for events this year? What shall we do for paid this year? What shall we do for revenue this year should always be the first question. And if it doesn't feed into that, then it's not going to be worth investing any time or resources. Especially right now, like, everyone's budgets are slashed. Everyone's teams are slashed. We're all running around ragged trying to do what we can. There's not the time to be wasting effort in fun things, and marketers love fun things, but they're not going to actually make a difference for any business.
What do you think is the root cause then of that issue? So I'm trying to be careful how I phrase this. Do we just have a lot of very bad marketers? Is there an issue with confidence on people being quite single-minded in the way that they approach it? Is it that kind of jarring of the marketing department against the boardroom? What is it that kind of causes that? I mean, I'm sure there isn't one neat, tidy answer to that.
I think there's two sides. I mean, you say bad marketers. I think there are bad marketers out there, and they do skew the needle. But that's not the fault of a marketer. The particularly small businesses will go out and go, okay, we need to start doing this marketing thing, so we need to hire a marketing manager. And they hire someone who is good at doing marketing, but they don't hire someone who has the experience for the strategic side of marketing, decide what marketing you should be doing. So then suddenly you've got this, you know, relatively junior, 4 or 5 years in marketing manager who's running the whole show, suddenly been thrown a budget, suddenly been told to go run with stuff, and they're good at doing the things. And they've probably come from a large business where they had the capacity to do all these different things. But if you ask them why they need to do it or where they should be focusing, then knowledge has run out. So that's one side. You do have not necessarily bad marketers, but good marketers put in the wrong position.
Right.
And then the other side is there is a fear in marketing of saying no, to actually stand up and say, I am not a cost center. I'm a revenue generating part of the business. Therefore, you need to trust me to actually own that side of the revenue. And the amount of marketing teams that don't even have a revenue number assigned to them is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, in my own business, marketing is 100% of a revenue number. Everything is generated. We don't have an outbound function. Everything is generated through marketing. So I don't sit there going, I need to generate this many MQLs this year or this many SQLs this year. I go, I need to generate this much pipeline. I need to get this much CAC. I need to get this much lifetime value from marketing through sales. And sales becomes the engine to deliver it rather than necessarily the be all and the end all for a revenue number.
I realize I am going to ask you a question now where I'm trying to suggest that one size can fit all, which is the opposite of kind of what we've sort of been skirting around as we've been chatting anyway. But what do you feel is really working well in marketing at the moment?
I think the experimentation side is absolutely phenomenal, especially with changes in AI and even, you know, now the sort of marketing CMSs and CRMs are moving in a way that allows experimentation to move rapidly. I mean, even if you go onto HubSpot's homepage right now, if you look closely, it's hubspot.com/home-d-c or d-d or d-c because they're experimenting with their own messaging right now. And it's something that previously was a pain to do. You had to sit there for weeks building out all your different landing pages. With AI, you can generate 50 variants in no time at all. And as much as I just hopped on about not stealing from B2C context into B2B and vice versa, the best example of experimentation is actually Mr. Beast on his YouTube channel. So he will do a different cover page for or a cover image for his YouTube videos for every single country. And his team will sit there and watch the first 5 minutes to see which of those gets the most engagement, and then they'll pivot in the next 5 minutes. Now, he's got millions of views in those first 5 minutes, so he can pivot in 5 minutes. But we can do that. We might need to watch it for a week or two, but we can create those 50 different variants, and within a week, 2 weeks, depending on the size of your audience, go, that's the one that's working. That's one I'm going to start pushing further. And we're not doing enough of it based on the fact that capability is now there to make it easy, but we are definitely moving in that direction. The technology is there. The drive is there. It's just giving people the freedom to do weird stuff.
Normally on this podcast, I ask people for their advice for marketers, because that's kind of what it's aimed at. And I think we've touched a little bit on that with some of the stuff that we've talked about. What would be your advice for business owners, founders, business leaders who maybe aren't marketers, but you know, ultimately their responsibility is overseeing that department? Maybe some of the stuff that you're saying is resonating with them and they think we've got to change the way that we approach our marketing on a much kind of larger scale. What would you say to them?
So I think in most cases, a founder of a business is, they are going to have a system that worked really well for them. You know, word of mouth and networking, going out to events. They are the brand when they first get started. They are the sales when they first get started. They are the messaging when they first get started. But they are not a scalable entity. And that's where marketing comes in. It's not about trying to replace the founder's value. It's about amplifying and making it a repeatable and scalable system. So founders need to trust that the marketer is designed to scale their voice and scale what's been working for them. And sometimes go, this is a thing we can't scale. We don't have a budget to do 50,000 events, whereas you've been doing great at events. So you're going to still do your one event a year, but we need to find a way to do the same impact that we can get from 50,000 events through other means. And this is where you might look at webinars, or you might look at creating a podcast, for example. And that's the strength of a marketer, and you've got to trust that they know how to scale what you do well.
I like the making the podcast idea. That's a good one.
Yeah, podcasts.
They should run with that. Finally, so you've written a book, am I right?
I have indeed.
Give us a plug for that. Tell us a bit about that.
It was a free night rage fit. I was angry. I was annoyed with the way things are going. So I sat down, started writing. And then the next night I continued writing. Then the next night I continued writing. Quite a lot of beers, which really hurt the editing process. And it was designed as an internal guide for teams, agencies, stuff I was working with. I sent it to my mentor. I said, can you just look through this before I disseminate it? you know, let me know what you think. And she's like, you should put a bit of character in this and it would probably actually make quite a good book. And I did nothing. I didn't touch it for 6 months. And then I met up with her for lunch and she said, did you ever do that book? So I was like, yeah, sure. I definitely did it. And then went home and went through the editing process. But it's about having that building. Well, it's called building tall. It is building a tall marketing system. But it's all about getting the basics right. It's not going to be revolutionary for even a junior marketer. It's going to be stuff that you're learning, you know, your marketing degrees, your first year in the job. A director's going to sit there and probably think, well, why is he talking about this stuff? It should be obvious. But we keep forgetting the obvious side of it. And I've got a military background. So if you come across any special forces soldiers anywhere in the world and ask them what makes them different from an everyday soldier, they will say they do the basics better than everyone else.
Okay.
And that's the bit that marketers are now missing. We're trying to do this crazy stuff. Like ABM is another one that I really despise as a system, because most businesses do not have the ability to go to that level of complexity with ABM. But if you strip it down to the basics, ABM is one to few, or even one to many, just done on a different level. But they can't get the basics right on one to many and one to few. So why do they think one to one will work? So the whole system in the book is about focusing on defining who you're actually going to be building your system for, what you need to build for them, not because we want to do it, but because it's what they want to see. And then getting your foundations laid and just building on top of those foundations until you've got that tall tower of marketing that is working consistently every single time. And then I basically came more in the editing process because of a 6 month delay. The next step is agents. Use AI, automate as much of it as possible. But you can't do that until you've got the system in place first. And that applies to any tech stack. You know, there's a lot of really cool vendors in there that, you know, will charge tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands for software. But if you don't know how to do it without the software will never do it for you.
Yeah. That's a great point, actually. It's a great point. I also love that you wrote the book in 3 days and it took 6 months to actually get around
yeah.
to it. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's so organic. And
I'm a terrible
and
procrastinator, to be honest.
Brilliant. If anyone listening to this is kind of feeling it's really resonating with them and they want to kind of follow up with you or connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
I mean, if you Google Sam Ancliffe, I'll come up on about first 5 or 6 results, but best way, jump on LinkedIn, add me on LinkedIn, and if they mention they heard it on the podcast, I'll give someone a whole discount of £1.99 and send the PDF of the book for free. I'm that generous.
I mean, that's a bargain. If you hadn't have told us the £1.99 thing, I think people have thought that is a great deal.
Yeah.
So appreciate the honesty. Sam, it's been a pleasure. Could talk all day long, but we've got to wrap it up there. So thank you for your time and enjoy the rest of your day here at Marketing Showcase.
Thank you very much, mate. It's been a pleasure.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.